From NPR News, it's Day to Day. New numbers out from the Commerce Department today bring a bit of good news to the grim economic landscape. The gross domestic product, or GDP, rose 1.9% in the second quarter. Economists had expected a slightly better number, but hey, at least it's moving in the right direction. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, what is driving this economic growth?
Well, Alex, rising exports are a major factor. The dollar is low, and that makes U.S. goods cheaper for foreign buyers. Exports of U.S. agricultural products were up. Also, we're selling more planes abroad. More foreign companies are building factories in the U.S. because it's cheaper for them to make things like cars here and then sell them here. There are some not-so-obvious things we count as exports that are soaring because of the weak dollar. Global Insight chief economist Nariman Baravesh says tourism is a good example.
A lot of Europeans coming to the U.S. because it's relatively inexpensive to travel to the U.S. these days with the euro so strong. And then finally, higher education. A lot of foreign students coming to the U.S. to go to colleges here.
Nancy, what about those stimulus checks that the government sent out a while back? Did that account for any of the GDP growth?
It did, although we didn't get quite the kick we hoped for from those checks. Spending did go up on things like shoes, clothing, furniture, and household appliances. Shocking as this is, though, Alex, people may have saved some of the money from their rebate checks or set it aside to spend later. And that's what Mark Vittner thinks. He's senior economist at Wachovia.
And many people may have held on to some of their stimulus checks, and spending did not increase anywhere near as much as it would have if consumers spent every bit of their stimulus check. And so folks may have held on to some of that to spend on back-to-school purchases.
And school is coming up, so does it look like the checks will continue to boost the economy?
Yeah, we could get a little bump in the third quarter, but after that, all bets are off. Mark Vittner thinks growth is going to trail off for the last quarter of the year.
And that's what happened in the fourth quarter of last year, right?
It certainly is. In fact, the government revised its numbers downward for that fourth quarter of 2007. It revised them downward by saying that GDP actually fell 0.2% at the end of last year. Now, Alex, it doesn't mean that we're in a recession. That's generally defined as two consecutive quarters of falling GDP numbers. We did not have that. We just had the one negative quarter. Still, the revised fourth quarter number is the worst showing since the third quarter of 2001, when the economy was actually in a recession. And some economists say if it weren't for exports, we would be in a recession right now. Now, Alex, there is a bit of, I suppose you could call it good news. One area of growth, the government sector grew at a 3.4% annual rate in the second quarter. That added about a half a percentage point to the GDP.
Thanks, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.